نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is reported to have mentioned نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُودٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ Many people, they are at loss with regards to two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, as-sihha, good health. And number two, al-faragh, free time. Both of these blessings, when a person is granted good health, then during a person's healthy days, he does not value this blessing of health the way he should. And majority of the times we take this health for granted. And we feel as though we will remain healthy forever. This is why in another hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, that value five things before another five. And one of them is صحتك قبل سقمك, value your health before you become ill. So these are two conditions which each person has to face. One is good health, and one is the phase of illness. And even if a person, throughout his lifetime, if he was to never fall ill, he will have to face the final illness just prior to him leaving this world. So when a person is healthy, he can do those things which he will not be able to do once he becomes ill. So this is one reason that when a person is healthy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is encouraging us that this is your opportunity to invest in your hereafter. So try and do as many good deeds as possible whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with this good health. Number two, if a person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any blessing, then Allah ta'ala increases that blessing. This is a principle mentioned in the Quran. That لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are grateful, Allah ta'ala says, I will definitely grant you even more. So the way to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for our health. One is that verbally we are grateful and we say, oh Allah, we thank you for keeping us in a healthy state. But with verbal gratefulness, true gratefulness is when a person is grateful through his actions. So if a person uses his health in doing good things and refraining from evil, refraining from sins, refraining from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, now he is being truly grateful for this blessing of good health. And Allah Ta'ala will increase this good health. He will give him more good health. He will save him from becoming ill. So this is a second benefit. And number three is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined illness for a person, either so that this person's sins and shortcomings are forgiven in this very world, and thereafter in the hereafter he has to face no punishment, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elevate this person's rank and status even more, because there are different reasons as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts even his good servants, his pious servants, with afflictions. One is this very reason, that whatever few shortcomings this person may have, because as human beings, we all commit wrong. So sometimes what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he afflicts us with an illness and thereafter gives us the ability to endure patience during that illness. And through the act of enduring patience in our illness, whatever previous shortcomings and sins we had committed, they are all forgiven. So that when we meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, we meet Him in a state that we have no sins and no shortcomings in our account. And sometimes what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for a servant of His a very high rank in Jannah and Paradise. A very high rank and status. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the angels, they go to Allah Ta'ala and they say to Allah that this servant of yours, he only has a few weeks or a few months or a few years remaining. Thereafter he's going to pass away. They know when he's going to pass away. And the status that you have reserved to him is so high that in these final few weeks or months or years, even if he was to spend every moment worshipping you, there is no way he's going to reach that level. For example, he is still here and you're saying that when he passes away, he's going to be here, and it's not possible for him to reach that status. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels that I will show you how he reaches that status which I have destined for him. And thereafter Allah ta'ala afflicts this servant of his with a calamity or with an illness. And he gives him the ability to endure patience during that illness. And this act of enduring patience upon a calamity or upon an illness is so powerful that in a very short period of time, this person, in leaps and bounds, he begins to excel in his rank and status. And prior to death, Allah Ta'ala makes him reach that status which was destined for him. So this is certain, there are certain wisdoms behind why Allah Ta'ala afflicts even His special servants with calamities in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention regarding himself that the difficulties and the calamities that I have had to face, nobody has had to face such calamities before me. And likewise after me. So look, the closest servant of Allah, he had to go through the most difficulties in this world. But as a result, his rank in Jannah will also be the highest. And one more benefit of doing good deeds and ensuring that we obey Allah Ta'ala when we are granted good health is that when we do fall ill and we are no longer able to carry out those good deeds. For example, a person has a habit that he performs his salah regularly in the masjid with jama'ah. And he does this for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and suddenly he falls ill. And he falls so ill that now it's not possible for him to leave the house and come to the masjid. But because his habit was to come to the masjid and perform salah, now because his health is becoming a hindrance in him coming to the masjid, but Allah Ta'ala knows this person's habit, then while he is lying in his bed, Allah Ta'ala will give him the same reward as though he is leaving his house and coming to the masjid to perform salah. So whatever good habits we inculcate during our healthy days, when we will become ill, those rewards will continue even though we are unable to carry out those good actions. So this is regarding the first blessing which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith, that many people are at a loss as far as health is concerned. That we don't value our health. During our healthy days, we take this blessing for granted and we think to ourselves that we will remain healthy for a very long time. So I will worship Allah, I will do good deeds, but later on, not now. And in this way, shaitan deceives us. And together with good health, the second blessing which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith is al-faragh, free time. So whenever we have free time, all our time, from the moment we become baligh and mature till the time we pass away, every second this is a great commodity which Allah Ta'ala has given us. More valuable than gold and silver. And every second which passes, we are losing one moment from our life. But again, with regards to time, shaitan deceives us and this thought crosses our mind that we still have a very long time remaining in the world. So we waste our time. We do not use this time the way we are supposed to. And this time is wasted in one of two ways. One is that a person, he commits sins. He disobeys Allah Ta'ala. So anything which we know is haram, which is not permissible, if we were to do that, then whatever time we spend, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's half an hour, whether it's 1 hour, we've spent that amount of time disobeying Allah, we have wasted that time. This is one way we waste our time. And a second way that a person wastes his time is he doesn't do something which is haram or impermissible, but he carries out an action which is futile. So futile action is something which won't benefit you in this world and which won't benefit you in the hereafter. So if you ask the ulama, they will not say it's haram, they will not say it's impermissible. So many a times the thought which crosses a person's mind is, well, if it's not haram, if it's not impermissible, if I am not going to be sinful, then what's the harm in carrying out this action? There is a harm. The harm is you are wasting a very important commodity, which is time. A simple example, that a person has £100. Now with this £100, if he was to go to a store and purchase snakes and scorpions, and he brings them into the home and he just leaves them in the home, every person will say that he has purchased something which is going to harm him also and the rest of the family members also. This is an example of guna and sin. That when we commit a sin, with our time, it's as if we've purchased snakes and scorpions. We are going to harm our iman. We are going to harm our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And you have a second person, he leaves his house with £100, and on purpose, he throws the £100 into the drain, into the gutter. So he's not brought back anything harmful. But every person will say that he's wasted his £100. He could have done something beneficial with it. So a person sits at home and he is, for example, watching a game of sport, a game of football. He's watching cricket. It's possible, it's not haram. Again, it will depend on each person's circumstances. But he's wasting his time. That 1 hour, what has he gained after the 1 hour? A person spends 2 hours, what will he gain after the 2 hours? A child playing computer games. It's possible you will get the ruling that it's not haram. Again, all the rulings will have to be kept in mind. But let's just say a person keeps in mind all the Islamic rulings and the Mufti says that it is permissible. After the 1 hour, after the 2 hours, what have you gained in return? The answer will be you've gained nothing. So you've wasted a very important commodity, which is time. And it's only on the day of Qiyamah that we will realize how much we have lost. This is why, in order for us to save ourselves from this loss, on a daily basis, before retiring to bed, we have to take out at least 5 to 10 minutes when we contemplate over how we have spent the past 24 hours. That's the only way a person will realize how much of his time he is spending in good, how much of his time he is spending in wrong, and how much of his time he is spending in futile activities. Otherwise, what happens is shaitan, he places this thought in our mind that as far as our hereafter and akhirah is concerned, we are heading towards paradise. We are doing all the good. And we remain in this deception. But if a person was to truly, religiously take account of his day, that how did I spend my entire day? Now everything will come in front of him very clearly. And very quickly a person will realize that I have very less good in my account and the majority of my time I am spending either in doing wrong or in wasting my time. The mobile phones that we have. The mobile phone that we have, almost every person will come to this conclusion that I am spending a very small percentage of my time on my phone in doing something which is beneficial. The majority of the time you spend on your phone, you will either be disobeying Allah Ta'ala or you will be wasting your time. But again, only if you take account of how you are spending your time will you come to this realization. Otherwise, this time will just pass by and you will not even realize. So we need to keep both of these points in mind. That as far as our time is concerned, we don't disobey Allah Ta'ala also, number one. And number two, we don't carry out any of those actions which are regarded as futile, which are not beneficial in this world nor in the hereafter. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that from the entire collection of ahadith, if a person was to only practice upon 5 hadith, then the entire deen will come into his life. And from those 5 hadith, one of the hadith he mentions is مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. That from the goodness of the Islam of a person is that he leaves that which does not concern him. Meaning he leaves futile activities. When Allah Ta'ala mentions the qualities of the believers, that these are the successful believers, one of the qualities Allah Ta'ala mentions is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They are those who turn their faces away from futile activities. And when Allah Ta'ala mentions the qualities of the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah, the special servants of Allah, Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to them that from the many qualities, one is, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they are passing by, and they see that people are involved in an event or in an action which is futile, not beneficial in this world or the hereafter, then with honor and dignity, they just pass by from there. They themselves do not engage in it. So this is the lesson, especially during this time when many will be on holidays, especially our young ones and our youth. One very important point to keep in mind is that the time which Allah Ta'ala gives us, and especially free time, especially the time of holidays, weekends, this is an opportunity for us to invest in our hereafter. So we should, number one, refrain from all those things which are regarded as the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And number two, we should also refrain from wasting our time. If we do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us great rewards in the akhirah and in the hereafter in the form of Jannah and Paradise. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to understand the importance of valuing our time. May He grant us the ability to make a timetable. Our mashayikh mentioned that one way to value your time is you make a timetable. And after making the timetable, you follow the timetable. Otherwise, if we just have a as and when attitude, that I'll wake up whenever I feel like waking up, I'll eat whenever I feel like eating, I'll do things whenever I feel like doing things, our days will just go. This is why for the majority, the holidays just finish. And on the last day of the holiday, if you sit down and ponder, what have I done in my 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks? The answer will be, I've not achieved anything. But if from day one we have a goal that this is what I want to achieve with my time, and you fix a time, you have a timetable, and thereafter you follow your timetable. You plan your work, and after you plan your work, you work your plan. So plan your work and then work your plan. When a person does this, then he will achieve something. And if you never plan your work, or you do plan your work but you don't work your plan, you'll never achieve anything. Be it from a worldly point of view or be it from the point of view of the akhirah and the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please stand up in your places. Stand close together and make the rows from now. Don't leave any empty gaps. Move forward and fill in all the empty gaps.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala falah. Hayya 'ala falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan azima. Wa qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt wa atbi'i as-sayyi'ata al-hasanata tamhuha wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasan. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril mu'minina fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi. Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr wa ashadduhum fi amrillahi Umar wa asdaquhum haya'an Uthman wa aqdahum Ali wa Fatimatu sayyidatu nisa'i ahlil jannah wal Hasan wal Husayn sayyida shababi ahlil jannah wa Hamzatu asadullah wa asadu rasulih ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Allahumma ighfir lil Abbas wa waladihi maghfiratan zahiratan wa batinatan la tughadiru dhanba. Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhiduhum gharadan min ba'di, faman ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum, wa man abghadahum fa bibughdi abghadahum, wa man aadhahum faqad aadhani, wa man aadhani faqad aadallah, wa man aadallah fayushiku an ya'khudahu. Allahumma ansur al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'alna minhum, wakhzul man khadala deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa la taj'alna ma'ahum. Allahumma ihfaz al-haramayn al-sharifayn wal masjid al-aqsa al-mubarak, waj'al Allahumma aminatan mutma'innatan wa sa'ir buldan al-muslimin. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-muslimin fi Falastin. Allahumma ansurhum wa la tansur alayhim. Allahumma alif bayna qulubihim wa aslih dhat baynihim wa ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allahumma shfi maradana warham mawtana. Allahumma rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna للمتقين إماما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما يصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows and stand close together. Fill in any empty gaps.
Brothers who are on the landing and in the passage, can you please try and move into the rooms, adjoining rooms, because I'm pretty sure that there must be quite a lot of space in those rooms. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Two important announcements. Firstly, brothers are requested to donate generously on their way out towards the running cost of the masjid. And secondly, inshallah, tomorrow after Asr Salah, our weekly Darse Quran will be taking place. So all brothers are requested to participate. Alhamdulillah. وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اشف ربنا. برحمتك.